views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable like their parents for the last 15 to 20 years of their life, like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, the misadventure in the hospital industry just drives you nuts. I'm going to go over these statistics again. I think people who say, that can't be. Well, all these statistics I'm going to share with you came from the Center for Disease Control, a federal agency out of Atlanta, Georgia, that tracks diseases and deaths and causes of disease and death and so on. And then also from the Journal of the American Medical Association, from the U.S. News World Report, from Harvard Medical School, from Johns Hopkins Medical School, and many other well-respected medical and pharmaceutical agencies. So let's go. 300,000 killed each year, 1.3 million physically injured, 2 million infected, of which 100,000 or so die, 2.2 million untoward or bad drug reactions, of which 250,000 die, for a total of 5.8 million killed, injured, and infected in hospitals and doctors' workplaces. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. Then in the private offices and clinics every year, 9.2 million killed, injured, and infected, for a total between the private clinics and offices and the hospital, 15 million. This is year after year after year after year. Nobody gets an OSHA ticket. Nobody goes to prison. And less than 2% of the medical doctors and institutions get successfully sued by the patient or the survivors if the patient was killed. So what this means is that medical doctors are treated differently. If you were a plumber and you were plumbing, you know, some big, huge construction operation in which there were 15 million people and you killed, injured, and infected them all, well, OSHA would come in, shut everything down. They wouldn't let you take another step forward in that construction. The odds are the thing would be shut down and every asset collected by the survivors, and it would just be a big mess. Well, the sin that's going on now, of course, is that Congress, both the House and the Senate, is trying to figure out very clever ways, including federal income taxes and value-added taxes. And those sort of course, they're not going to give up an income tax, right? They're not going to say, well, we'll do this and we'll give up that. No, no, no. They just keep adding more taxes on. And so their belief is that if we can just pay for the ever-increasing cost, everything will be okay. Well, that's not true, because the ever-increasing cost or as a result of a failed system. And the only way to make the medical system work is for us to take responsibility. We, the people, Americans, we need to take responsibility and begin to educate ourselves and do things ourselves, for ourselves, our immediate family, our extended family, our workmates, our neighbors, our churchmates. We need to begin to get back to the old days. Americans are independent. We came here to be independent. Nobody wanted to be beholden to the government, the king, or anybody. And somehow, along the way, it's all got turned upside down, and now everybody wants to have the government do everything for them. Well, that's not what the Constitution said. There's no guarantee of medical care in the Constitution. And so, basically, what we need to do is take a deep breath, step back, sit down, and if anything, the government's going to do something very bad. We don't know what it is yet. The senators and House members don't know what it is, because they're going to vote for it without even reading it. just like they did the bailout. And the jobless rate now is just touching the 10, I think it's like 9.99 or something. It's just short, just short of 10%. And they're talking for it to get down to 12%, 15% in the next couple of years before this joblessness stuff hits bottom. Well, you know, the stock market's been kind of hovering around and people said there's recovery. But this looks like a jobless recovery. These jobs are not coming back, because why would a publicly traded company take a job away from a guy who's being paid $8 an hour, no medical benefits in Tijuana, Mexico, and give it to somebody here in the United States who makes $35 an hour and then $25 an hour in medical benefits? Okay, they're not going to do it, because it takes profits away from the shareholders. And so we have to become independent. We have to educate ourselves. We have to be responsible. And again, if you can read the fifth grade reading level, if you can make an oatmeal cookie from a recipe, in the books, the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, then Passport to Aromatherapy, Dr. Milano, myself, we will teach you how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs and aromatherapy oils. And if we do these things, maybe the medical system will begin to listen to us. I think different than our elected officials. Instead of trying to raise more money to pay for ever-increasing costs, what I would do is cut the cost of health care. Just cut it. Say, okay, right now we're spending $2.3 trillion a year for health care. I'm cutting it by fiat down to $1 trillion, half, less than half, sort of like 49% of what we have been spending. And what I want you to do is learn how to fix people. But you got to do it within the budget of $1 trillion instead of $2.3 trillion. And that's how you cut costs. You don't cut costs by trying to find ways to spend more money to pay for ever-increasing costs without changing the system. My favorite Nobel Prize winner, Albert Einstein, said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. That's Albert Einstein. He's always been right. So, on one hand, contact your representative and your senator and say, don't sign that thing, we'll vote you out. On the other hand, educate yourself, take responsibility, get the trilogy of book, and let's get her done ourselves. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open. Or try our new toll-free number at 888-802-1415. That's 888-802-1415. Lines open.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We'll be right back.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you want to start a Youngevity business, give a Youngevity business to your kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews, get a hold of that book, Wall Street for Kids. Read that book yourself and then teach them how to build a successful, profitable business. Wall Street for Kids. Get it, learn, and be profitable. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to get into some of these medical mistakes that seem to be occurring, and it doesn't just matter whether you're in a private system like we have here in the United States or one of these socialized or public settings like you have in the United Kingdom or Canada.
Oh, you mean the perfect system?
The perfect socialized system has a few problems, it appears. As this actually came from the Mail Online, the Daily Mail newspaper out of the UK. Now, imagine you are a national-minded individual, a hero type, would it be, and at age 16 you decide to join the Army, and then you get deployed to Iraq, and you spend several years, most of your adult life, as a career Army corporal. And this happened to Matthew Millington. He's now in his early 30s. Well, after being deployed in Iraq, had some trouble breathing, was diagnosed in 06 with a very serious lung condition, and was told, well, if you don't get a transplant, you're going to die within the next couple of years. Well, so he got the transplant, and unfortunately, the people there at Papworth Hospital in Cambridge, they gave him a pair of cancerous lungs that had been donated by a smoker. Now, they had to have known there could be some problems because the person who donated these lungs smoked up to 30 to 50 roll-up cigarettes a day. That's the kind you roll yourself that has no filter at all either. Now, the hospital says, well, before we carried out the transplant, we did early x-rays on those organs to look for any sign of cancer. We didn't see any there. And, of course, his response before he died a couple of years later says, well, they've given me a dud pair. And I would contend that that's because was working within a dud system. And correct me if I'm wrong, Doc. If you're getting, in this country, I know there are some standards on organ donation. And generally, smokers are people that are excluded from donating lungs and hearts and other types of things. But wouldn't you think that possibly a biopsy of those donated organs might have shown cancer?
Sure. A biopsy, it could have been just a sputum sample and look for cancerous cells in a sputum sample. There's actually some blood tests that will give you a clue, a blood test screening that will give you a clue if there's lung cancer without even, you know, risking damaging the lungs with radiation, doing an x-ray. And so, yeah, they really failed badly here. And to take a guy who's devoted his whole life to defending his country and then give him a pair of cancerous lungs and a transplant, I'd put all those technicians and doctors in jail.
How about on the front line? I like the front line better for guys like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we got another one. This one actually comes from this country and comes from a very highly touted and vaunted hospital in Southern California. Most people have heard of this place because it's where a lot of our Hollywood stars and starlets end up at times. Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Well, hospital officials say now that a computer resetting error caused radiation overdoses to 206 patients who underwent CT scans. Not just a little bit, but 8 times the normal dose of radiation. Now, hospital officials say, well, it's a misunderstanding about an embedded default setting on a machine that resulted in a higher than expected amount of radiation. Now you're thinking, okay, everyone who's dealt with a computer knows that sometimes when you have glitches, the things do default to factory settings, and that is something that does occur. I've had it occur. Everyone that's ever used a computer has probably had it occur. But you'd think you might have figured out you had a problem a little sooner than 18 months. This went on for a year and a half before they discovered it. A hospital spokesperson saying that 40% of those patients actually lost patches of their hair as a result. Of course, GE, the ones that make the thing, say, well, it's not defective, and the hospital, of course, saying, well, it's not our fault, it was the computer that did it. And, of course, the FDA, they're rushing in like the white knights that they are. They've alerted all hospitals to review their safety protocols. Not yank them off the market, but just look at the safety.
Yeah, here's a case for this reckless endangerment, and somebody should have gone to jail for that, and the hospital should have been stiffly fined. I mean stiffly, you know, something like 50% of their annual income. Eight times the normal radiation, and I want to see what happens to these patients, these 206 patients in 5 years and 10 years and 20 years, if they live that long. I'll bet you there's an increased rate of cancer. Okay, well, thank you, Doug, for pointing those out. There's the perfect way to get healthy. Go to a hospital in the UK or LA. There ought to be a song about that. Okay, well, hang on. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way, and Dead Doctors Don't Lie for these messages.
It's 6 a.m. Time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open, the toll-free line. It's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you need to lose weight, if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask them about the combination of the Mighty 90 and True Chocolate. The Mighty 90 will help support a healthy metabolism, either significantly reduce or eliminate the cravings, the pica, the munchies, the binge eating. And the True Chocolate will ramp up your metabolism so you burn more calories and damage your appetite. The Mighty 90 and True Chocolate. What a weight loss combo. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Sean, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach, how are you?
Hi.
My question today is, I have been suffering with a skin disorder that no one knows the condition. I am physically and mentally scarred. It's called, and by the research that I have been doing on myself, and it's called Morgellons. Morgellons.
Okay, and how is it manifesting itself in you?
On my skin, it feels like something was crawling, and I have lesions scooting across my face. Got the whiskey nose, I've lost my eyebrows, underneath my, in my eyelids, cheekbones, and my chin, front and back of my legs, and maybe at the top part.
Okay. So let me, are there, you know, supposedly in this disease, there's little parasites in the skin and all that kind of thing?
Right. Well, that's what it feels like. Something is crawling,
yeah,
but I don't ever see anything. They're supposed to be fibers.
Sure, fibers in there. Okay, yeah. Okay. I have to ask you, what do you weigh and how tall are you?
About 5'6" and a half, and I think I'm at 147.
Yeah, that's close enough. The other question I'll ask you, do you have anything else? Do you have any, like, asthma? Or do you have a history?
No, I have. Huh? I had a myomectomy in 2005, and my suture was glued together, and big fibroids. But no, I'm taught aerobics. I haven't.
Do you know what your cholesterol level is?
No, but when the doctor looked at it, they said whatever you're doing, keep it up. My blood pressure and my good and bad cholesterol.
Okay, so he had low cholesterol, so he's happy.
Very happy with that.
Okay, now tell me, when you were a kid, did you have constipation or diarrhea or stomach pain or an appendicitis or anything like that?
My parents are both in the med field. My three girls and my mom was a registered nurse. You know, we didn't do a lot of the sugar, kind of doing what everybody's doing now, your five fruits a day or your eight fruits a day, apples, oranges. You know, but nothing in over excess. She's type 2 diabetic, but, I mean, we ran track.
That's not genetic. That's not genetic, so I want to know about you.
Okay. Ran track, really a healthy, a very healthy childhood. I didn't start getting sick to my, you know, like I said, I had that myomectomy, or removal of those fibroids, and I fell at work, and I had a lesion on my left hip. But that's it.
Okay. You've ever had, receding gums, gingivitis?
No, I'm having issues with a couple root canals, so I'm getting some work done on my teeth.
Well, worked on your teeth, okay. And did you have thyroid issues where they wanted to give you any medication?
Nobody would ask. This is what I'm asking for, to maybe see, because I'm in my early 40s. Maybe it's something with my...
Okay. You got to run to one of those message moments. Hang on here. We'll be back with you, Sean, after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up. With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to D.C. And Sean, what I'm going to do is give you a dietary suggestions, supplement suggestions, all of which is to deal with all your complaints here, health complaints. You're a very nice person. We want to deal with the health complaints. So all right, here we go. No fried foods, absolutely no fried foods, no superheated carbohydrates, no margarines, no cooking oils, no burnt meat, no meat cooked well done. No processed meats that have nitrates or nitrites in them. That includes deli slices, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, and jerky. I want you to give up the cruciferous vegetables. That would be cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. They actually manufacture sulforaphane, sulfur compounds that subdue your thyroid gland, as do the nitrates and nitrites in the processed meats. I would also give up gluten. Go on a gluten-free diet. This will be a forever thing. This is not just a two-month deal. This is forever. This means absolutely no cereals, no kashi, no granola, no energy bars, no Pop-Tarts, no Pillsbury Toaster Strudels, no pancakes, no waffles, no breads, no muffins, no buns, absolutely no croutons or crackers, no cake, no cookies. You got to stay away from things like spaghetti and pasta. Also, alcohol, like beer or maybe in distilled alcohol such as scotch and bourbon, anything made from wheat, gluten, barley, rye, oats, you got to give up. No oatmeal, no box cereals, instant cereals, or hot cereals. Now, with all that, of course, there's other things you can have. You can have rice. You can have millet. You can have buckwheat, which is not wheat. You can have sweet potatoes with butter and the ultimate youth powder on it, which will taste and smell like pumpkin pie. You can have meat, but it's got to be cooked medium rare, not cooked well done. You can have eggs. You can have 2 to 4 eggs a day. I'd like them soft scrambled. And you can add in butter, no margarine, no cooking oils, remember. And I'd like you to add onions and tomatoes and anything else you might like in there as far as vegetables, except for the cruciferous ones, which we've eliminated. And then you can use the Nature's Way shake and add an egg to that and some ice, blend it up, have a nice cold smooth shake, or you can put it in the freezer and make a sugar-free ice cream. from a supplement standpoint, I would take a tablespoon twice a day of the Ultra Body Toddy, 130 nutrients, and it has vitamins, amino acids, antioxidants, and minerals. And so I'd take a tablespoon, not an ounce, a tablespoon twice a day, one quart a month. The OsteoFX Plus, I would take a tablespoon of that twice a day, that's a quart per month. Three EFAs twice a day, that's a 180-count bottle per month. I would also take the Glucogel, five of those twice a day, five at breakfast, five at dinner, and that would require one 240-count bottle of the Glucogel capsules. And the selenium, Ultimate Selenium, two twice a day. And let's see here. It wouldn't hurt to get the CM cream. You can rub on places where you're really getting the itchies and the creepy crawlies. And the CM cream applied topically in a lavish way. Use lots of it. You should, within 2 to 5 minutes, get a significant or even total analgesia, meaning pain relief, and also anti-inflammatory properties. And you can do that as often as you like because it's actually made from the omega-3 essential fatty acids. And what I want you to do, if you would please, Sean, call me every 2 weeks, at 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, so you're giving me some kind of feedback. Don't wait 3 months and then call me and say I'm having problems. Call me on a regular basis, and let's see if we can't solve your problem here for you. I know we have just a moment left, so I'm going to take it. We'll go to other callers and just remind you, if you're going to start your Youngevity business, it's a one-time fee of $10. You get two websites, two debit cards, all the help you can ask for, right? Or nothing. And get a hold of that book, Immortality, and teach people how to live chronologically beyond 100 while being biologically 40, 50, 60. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us toll-free at 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach, on the ZBS Radio Network.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better, 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Salinas, California, and Marie, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Marie, you're on the air.
Good morning. I am on a crusade against diabetes. My youngest son married a diabetic. They were married for 15 years, and she died this February.
Well, was this type 1 or type 2?
Well, it started out as type 2, and then at the end they said it was type 1 because she produced zero insulin.
Mm-hmm.
But now my oldest son is also diabetic. He's been diabetic for almost 20 years.
and he is on shots and everything. And I heard you on Alan Jones' show.
Yes.
That you can reverse and cure this, and I want the magic formula.
Okay. Now, first of all, is your son type 1 or type 2?
He's type 2. He's 47, just lost through divorce, lost his wife.
Sure.
He lost his
That's a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. And how old was she when she passed away?
That's my other son. She was 41 when she died, and my other son, who is diabetic, is 47.
I see. Okay. And tell me, did he have any other diseases when he was a kid, like asthma or psoriasis or dermatitis or anything like that?
No, as a young adult, he had Bell's palsy.
Ah, okay, that's interesting. And did that go away, or did he still have some residual?
Well, it's supposedly gone away, but sometimes I see a little bit of droop in his eye.
Mm-hmm. Now, anything else, like psoriasis, dermatitis, eczema? Did he ever complain about ringing in his ears, periodontal disease, receding gums, low thyroid, low back problems?
Well, I won't say no back problems, because we all have really long backs, and it seems to run in the family to have back problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How about his hair and skin? They look pretty good?
Oh, he's lost a lot of his hair. His skin looks good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, type 2 diabetes, these people actually make 10 times more insulin than non-diabetics. It's not an insulin problem with them, although doctors perceive it is. And you can override the system by injecting more insulin, all right? And does he need shots, or can he control his blood sugar with pills?
He's on shots.
Okay. Did he start out with pills?
Yes.
And how long before they switched him over to the shots?
I'd say, I'm guessing, 10 to 15 years. He doesn't live with me, so I don't know exactly.
So it was a while. It was a while. Now, the reason why I'm asking those questions, almost invariably when people have this little rainbow collection of health problems, there's a deeper problem here, so we have to deal with that. What does your son weigh?
Well, currently I would say he probably weighs 210. He's 6'4".
Okay. And, all right, let's go with that. Let's say 200 pounds. All right. And so what I'm going to do is deal with the basic problem through a diet restriction. And we'll be able to adjust this back closer to normal maybe in 3 to 6 months. But in the beginning, we need some help here with diet. So what I want him to do is to give up sugar. That includes fruit and fruit juices. He's got to give up cereals. That means things like Pop-Tarts, Pillsbury Toasters, strudels, pancakes, waffles, things like oatmeal, instant oatmeal, hot cereals, dry cereals, box cereals, kashi, anything of that nature, energy bars, anything that has grains in it, even beer or distilled liquors such as scotch or bourbon that are made from wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. No spaghetti, no breads, no muffins. Now, he can have rice. He can have things like millet or buckwheat, which is not wheat. He can have sweet potatoes with butter. He can have squash with butter. Absolutely, absolutely no fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, or burnt meats. Then I'd also like him to give up processed meats that have nitrates and nitrites in it. That means deli slices. Then it would also include things like sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, and corned beef, because they'll contain nitrates and nitrites, which mess around with blood vessels, messes around with nerves. Those nitrates and nitrites increase the risk of colon cancer, prostate cancer, and also subdue the thyroid gland. No cruciferous vegetables, no cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, because they produce sulforaphanes, which also subdue the thyroid gland. And then I think that covers the no-nos. And so what I want him to do is for a supplement program to take 1 ounce twice a day, because this goes by body weight, 1 ounce twice a day of the Ultra Body Tiny. 130 nutrients in there, and this will save him from having to take 100 tablets, pills, and capsules a day, 4 or 5 times a day. So I'm going to take 2 ounces a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner, and that'll require 2 quarts a month. I want him to take 2 ounces a day, 1 ounce at breakfast, 1 ounce at dinner, of the Osteo FX Plus. That's a liquid mineral multiple that has 80 nutrients in it. Then the EFAs, I want him to take 3 twice a day, which would be a 180-count bottle per month. The glucogel capsules, I want him to take to begin with, 15 a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. That's to support and promote healthy maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and that'll require two 240-count bottles of the glucogel capsules. And then the Sweeties. I want him to take the Sweeties. The Sweeties is designed to support this Mighty 90, to help support and promote a healthy carbohydrate and sugar metabolism, support and promote healthy blood sugar levels. We can't use the cure word when we're referring to products, but this is a disease that in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the cause, prevention, cure was found in 1957. It was proven that was in animals. It was proven in humans in 1977, 20 years later, and I'm the only guy who uses this concept. And it's just really a tragedy because type 2 diabetes is a very easy thing to prevent and a very easy thing to deal with, I guess I can legally say. All right? So, do these things. And obviously, he's got to stay away from fruit and fruit juices. I'd like him to use mixed salted nuts as snacks when he wakes up at 10, at 3, at bedtime, after dinner. He can make a sugar-free ice cream with a Nature's Way shake, throw a couple of eggs in there. If he's not allergic to milk, he can make it with milk instead of water. You can put it in the freezer and make a sugar-free ice cream. It's just a fabulous food, either consumed as a shake or consumed as an ice cream. Call me every 2 weeks. Let me know what his weight is. Let me know what his blood pressure is. Let me know what his blood sugar is, and we'll go from there. Thank you, Marie. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Massachusetts, and Mary, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I'm calling about my mother. She's 86 years old, and she's having some problems with her eyes. And she went to her eye doctor, who referred her to a retina specialist. And I'm looking at his report right now, and basically he says that she has age-related macular degeneration, both eyes, dry form, corneal, and then FUCH' S dystrophy. And what the specialist wanted to do, different tests on her eyes that when I went back to the doctor, he felt first we should go with diet and nutrition. I thought, well, that's a nice start. But I'm a Youngevity distributor, and the only products I'm going to think about are those. So, but I want to make sure the specialist had given her Boston Lum, something called AREDS, for a supplement, and then the other doctor said cod liver oil with Ocuvite pills.
Okay, so let's see here. What does your mom weigh?
Beyond tangy.
What does your mom weigh? What does your mom weigh?
About 145.
Okay. And so are you already giving her supplements from Youngevity?
I was just going to start. I just got them in, but I wanted to make sure I was giving her the right stuff.
Okay, give me again. Tell me what you're going to give her.
What I was going to give her was Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I was going to give her one scoop in the morning, one scoop at night.
Okay.
The EFAs.
Okay, we're going to have to run to one of these message moments. Hang on, Mary. We'll be right back with you after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable vegetables, and besides that, they're not as good as tangy tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And let's see here. We're going back, Doug, to Massachusetts and Mary. Mom has macular degeneration, and she's already started her, or going to start her on Beyond Tangy Tangerine with one scoop two times a day. We're just getting into the EFAs. What are you doing with the EFAs?
EFAs is three times a day, and then OsteoFX Plus is what I was going to go with. But I didn't know.
Okay. There's a couple of things we need to do here. Yep. I would also add selenium. We need some powerful antioxidants to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the existing damage, and also to ward off continuing damage. Okay? So I'd give her two selenium twice a day. Give her two selenium twice a day. Okay? I would also give her another antioxidant. Something like, oh, if she likes capsules and pills, she could use the Beyond Juice. Take two of the Fruit FX three times a day, two of the Veggie FX three times a day. That would require two of the Twin Packs per month. And then diet changes. No sugar, no fried foods. That means no fried eggs, no fried potatoes, no tempura, no stir fry, no fried chicken, no fried fish, no fried anything, you know, clams or shrimp or anything. She can have all those foods, just not fried. Then I would also keep her away from margarines and cooking oils and meat cooked well done and burnt animal fats. I'd keep her away from carbonated drinks, and if she does the dietary restrictions, as well as in the supplement program, she had a good chance of this little program supporting and promoting maintenance and repair of her retina. It's been well documented and reported in many, many ophthalmological journals, scientific journals, that macular degeneration is reversible. And so we apply everything that is known and reported through the little program you've just described, and I've kind of added a couple things to it, that if she does those things, she has a really good chance, even at her age. I've seen people who are in their 80s, they've been legally blind for 10 years, that they go from not being able to read anything, and they can just about read in the dark. They really get a tremendous improvement. And I don't know what the percentage was because I didn't look in their eyes, so I don't know if it was improved 25% or 50% or 75% or 100%, but it was significant enough that they didn't have to use magnifying glasses anymore, and they could actually read in subdued light. And so it's just one of those miracles of nutrition. But she's got to stay away from the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats with nitrates, nitrites in it. Absolutely, I'd keep her away from the sugar and fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well, done, burnt animal fats. And it's a very exciting thing because to give somebody their sight back is a real miracle. And so I really applaud you for helping mom out here because moms need us, right? They took care of us from when we were little kids, and now it's time when the roles reverse here that we have to take good care of them too. And I really appreciate your dedication to your mom, Mary. Okay, we've got just a few minutes left here, and so what I want to do is take that and remind everybody that if you want to get your kid, your grandkid, your niece and nephews going in the longevity business, be sure to get them that book, Wall Street for Kids. Read it yourself. Remember, the longevity business, to be an associate, is a willable asset. It's a willable asset. After you build it up and you pass on, you get to pass it on, you get to will it to your heirs. You can't do that with your job. There's so many people that invest their whole life into being a good employee, and they do a great job for their employee, and then they die on the job or die 2 years after they retire, and the family really gets nothing from all that time they've invested in somebody else's business. So if you have a good job, keep it. But what I want you to do is get a longevity business going, get all the legitimate tax breaks, get back a significant amount of your withholdings, and create an income stream. We will give you two websites, we'll give you two debit cards, and we will train you for nothing. Build that asset up. Get those income streams going. Get the great tax breaks that are due you. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Great testimonies and questions. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.